Hey, Nathan. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing this Monday?
What's up, Daniel? Doing a little better.
Good, good. See, I told you, man. The clouds are going to work, you know?
I'm still waiting on that shit, but I'm still doing better, though.
Good.
Trying to get more of these little jobs and getting out of this one that I've been stuck on forever.
Right. No, I hear you. I hear you 100%, man. But, hey, it's getting better, you know? I think the past, like, four times I talked to you, you said your day's going bad. So, we got progress.
Yeah. Right. There is a little bit of progress.
Yeah. You know, going up from here, brother. So, how are your funds in terms of getting this program started with us?
I'm thinking within the next day. What's the base date?
Today is the
18th. Alright, because I know I got a test plan on the 22nd.
Okay.
And then hopefully, I'm hoping in the next, tomorrow, actually, I'm hoping by then I'll have enough money because I have another couple jobs that I should be able to possibly finish tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I should be able to get my funds from them. So I'm hoping by tomorrow. See, the only problem is people pay me with a dang check, so...
No.
The only way I get a check to clear is for, it takes like a week for my check to clear in my stupid little bank I got.
Got it. Okay. So you're getting paid tomorrow, but it's with a check. Yeah.
No, I got a check. I've got paid already, but I've got a check that I got to wait for the funds to clear.
Gotcha.
But okay. I'm going to see if I can get these jobs tomorrow and have them, hopefully they're younger people that'll pay me with, you know.
Right. For sure. They have Venmo or Zelle or at least no
one. Yeah, something,
right? Yeah.
Something different other than these old people who have, they're like, do you think it's fake? I'm like,
right,
oh my lord, I'll take it, fine. But yeah.
If I have to, you know.
Well, it's like, either take a check or wait 10 years till they figure out how to do whatever you're telling them they need to do.
Right.
It's like, they don't even know how to work their phone.
Yeah. Or if they're not too young, they might pay you in, like, Bitcoin or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what's going on with Bitcoin, too.
Yeah, that stuff's great.
I don't even know how to work that thing yet.
I got a buddy I coach football with, and he is, like, a guru with that stuff, man. He's, like, on it all the time. But I know he hasn't been doing as good, so I think it took a hit this last couple months, you know? But whatever, I stay away from all that.
I'm not even exactly sure what exactly Bitcoin is. It's like a form of currency or something?
Yeah, so it's like an online currency. I think it's just made up, man. Like, what do you use Bitcoin
like,
for? You know what I'm saying?
Is there an actual coin, though? Like, can we actually physically see what a coin is?
It's all digital currency. So people put money in, and then what happens is the like, kind of stock goes up on it, and then they pull out. Like, but I think it's totally made up. Like, I don't know what you would use a Bitcoin on.
There's nothing backing it. I know that.
Right, man. It's,
but I mean, I was
crazy.
Just,
it's crazy, man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what kind of imaginary, like, it's...
Because
it's like $27,000 or something stupid is one Bitcoin, which I don't understand.
It makes no sense, man. It's crazy, but whatever.
They're like, yeah, I've never had anybody be like, yeah, let me pay you with Bitcoin.
Man, you
and
know,
it's only one coin because, you know, they still ain't paid me for a whole coin yet, you know?
Yeah, and you don't even get a coin, you know? It's like
yeah, you get a fraction of it.
Right. It's crazy, man. But,
But, yeah.
Yeah,
no, anyway, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I'll touch base with you tomorrow, and we'll just kind of go from there, okay?
Yeah, I'm hoping after I get done with this couple jobs tomorrow, then I'll be able to have enough to get started with y'all. All
right, sounds good.
I know I'm running my limit over here with Angie.
Right. And this should give you a supplement, right? So you should be able to pause your leads with Angie's because now you have the Facebook ads rolling, you have the first page placement on Google. So this should bring you enough leads and traction where it's up to you, but you could either pause Angie or keep it going, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, there's enough work around Houston, I'm sure. They got enough people going to both Angie and y'all and two little jobs every day. I shouldn't even really need to be with Angie.
Right.
Just because I'm just done with the headache with them, really.
Yeah, and it's...
Like, I dread talking to them at all.
Right. So what they do, they're kind of like a middleman, you know? Like, they brand
their
name and number on that first page of Google and then funnel the leads to you. So with this, you cut the middleman out, right? You're going direct to the source where they see your name and number and just call you directly, you know? So it should be...
A little bit easier.
Yeah, easier on the client, easier for you because there's no lead fee. It's like a win-win, man, you know?
Yeah, and it's because, you know, like, Angie's is just like, I don't really hardly ever talk to anybody. So nobody even hardly... I mean, they call have somebody call me to explain some shit. But it's like, the dude didn't explain it until the day after I already had the app, you know what I'm saying? And somebody had already messed with my phone and started playing with it and thought they knew what they were doing. But, yeah, and then, of course, it's like, I don't know, there's no, you know, able to talk to anybody, like, right then and there whenever you have an issue.
Yeah,
like you gotta
wait. You could call me every day if you wanted. Monday through Friday, though, we're not here on the weekends.
Right,
but,
right. Let that shit go. leave the weekend.
You want to email because they have a customer support, like responding to the emails and the live chats on the website. But Monday through Friday is when you want to call me. And anytime you have questions, right, which is good, right, you're a contractor, you're a handyman, you're not a computer guy, so anytime you have questions, just call us and we'll walk you through it, you know?
Super all right, cool. That sounds good.
All right.
Sounds pretty easy to me, but yeah, I'm looking forward to working with y'all, and like I said, I'll touch base with you tomorrow, and hopefully everything will start going up.
Right. Watch, tomorrow I'm going to call and you're going to say, I'm having a great day. You're like, I feel it, bro. It's coming, brother.
Yeah.
You're getting closer.
I'd like to hear.
You know?
I'd like that day to come.
It's coming. It's coming, for sure.
With the guys I got around me sometimes, too. I don't know if that's going to come sometime.
Misery loves company, right?
All right. These guys I got helping me sometimes, like, too. I got one guy that's good. The other guy's like, God dang.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Right.
But man, I'm starting to weed them out.
And it's like, man, I hated it because it's like you got all these people and they kind of all do their own thing. The guys are missing work because their thumb hurts or what. I'm like, man. So I just.
Yeah, and then they get paid and all of a sudden disappear from work.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to put on after this drive.
Yeah.
Or, like, the one guy that, the Vietnamese, he, like, knows English, but then when he fucks up, he acts like he doesn't know English.
Man, I thought you
and that like,
was Vietnamese, you know? I'd be like, oh,
I'm like, dude, I know you knew what I understood. You know what I meant. I know you understood it. Me, no, no, no.
For sure.
Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah.
He swears I speak Vietnamese. I'm like, dude, I do not speak Vietnamese. Well, I told you this was done. I'm like, no, you didn't. Yeah, I did. Well, you told me it's Vietnamese. I don't know Vietnamese. Shit.
Good luck with all that, brother. You know, that's how you get the big bucks, man. You got all these people to manage.
Shit. Right? It'd be nice to get the big bucks.
Yeah.
I need
coming,
to stop.
Yeah. They're coming for sure, man. I'm sure starting out too, you're pouring a lot back into the business, you know. So
yeah, and I'm trying to help people out too, because like this lady who, you know, single lady, her door got kicked in this morning or last night, and
wow.
I'm gonna have to go back and I just got her door locking, but that way she could get to work. But I need to go back and get her door right, huh?
Just random people kick the door in, or?
No, I think it was, like, either her boyfriend or somebody that they knew or something, you know.
Right.
Trouble with, it was, like, those people that complain a lot, you know, like naggers.
Right.
You know, they stay in some neighborhoods like that, you know, with all the naggers together. They complain all the time to each other.
Yeah.
But, yeah. They got their door got kicked in.
Yeah, I try to stay away from there, man. But it's good you're helping her, you know. You know, I'm a firm believer in karma, man. You know, goes around, comes around.
I mean, you know, yeah. I could have charged her more or whatever, but I was like, she's, you know, over here trying to get to work and shit, and I know they don't. So I was like, just 150, that's cool.
That's right.
But it's like, and then, of course, a lot of these older people on fixed incomes and shit. And then, of course, they look at... Angie's leads, I guess, the price in there. And they're like, man, I can't even afford y'all. I said, well, what are you looking for? And they're like, they tell me what they need. Like, the one person needed her hose holders put up. And I guess Angie's leads was telling them, like, fucking $250 or something for two hose holders to be put up.
Wow.
And I was like, nah, I'll do it for 150. I mean, shit, that's going to take, like, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah. 150 in 10 minutes.
So,
you know?
She was like, She goes, yeah, I can do that. She goes, but whatever they had on their site saying, like, I was like, nah, don't worry about that. I said, I don't do by their prices, apparently.
Right. I've heard that from other clients, too. Sometimes their pricing is lower than what it should be or it's higher than what it should be, you know? So...
Oh, well, I'm trying to, like, get my pricing right, because I'm like, I realized I was doing way too low at first.
Right.
And then I'm starting to try to get my pricing, like, more, and every time I think I'm too high, I'm like, still, the customer's still like, oh, yeah, that's great, that's fine, that's way cheaper than, I'm like, oh, damn it, I could have charged more.
For sure.
Because, you know, I'm still trying to get my pricing right, because, you know, the amount of variety of shit that needs to be done, it's like hard to figure out everything, you know?
Right. Well, I think, you know, like at least an hourly rate for your labor, you need to have that and then just tack on the materials and stuff, you know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. But it's like one thing somebody charges like a crazy rate and people, like, it's understood that people, like, buy, you know, pay it, but
right.
Something else, it's like somebody... Like, the variety, the variance of pay, I guess, depends on what you're doing.
For sure.
And I'm trying to find that common ground to where I'm starting to get better at my pricing, though.
Right.
I think I'm starting to get it down. It's just, I guess, through experience, you're going to find that all out.
Yeah.
But,
just the more jobs you get, you'll get the hang of it, you know. But, you know, you got to make sure it's worth your time, for sure. And then from there, like, once you get one client, usually you'll get like, their friends and family and repeat business from them. So that's what we want to get you to, for sure, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this weather trip, and I was, like, doing Wonder's house, but then he had me, he wanted to do this spotting the door, too. And I had to take it. He had an extra tall door, too. I had to take it down and take the bottom off. And it's like, shoot, I charged them like $175, but I probably should have charged them more like $200 something.
Right.
When they're quick to say, okay, I'm like, damn it, I could charge more.
Right, for sure.
But,
yeah. So I just start wherever you're making your profit, right? And then you could just go down from there, but if needed, you know? But
right.
For good service, people will pay, you know? I mean, that's it. You want it done right, you know. So
I'm starting to find that out, you know. Like I said, I'm just trying to get that good middle ground where I can charge the right, you know. I'm starting to get there, though.
Yeah.
I still need to come up with, I'm still a little lower than I need to be, but I'm starting to get to the point where everybody's, like, at the right price range, you know.
Right, it's good to know.
So everybody's a little too happy with me right now.
Right.
I don't want them too happy.
It's good to know what your competition charges too. You know, like it wouldn't be a bad idea to just call Joe Schmo Handyman, like that's already on Google, and hey, how much to do this? You know what I'm saying? I mean, they probably
right.
don't like that, you know, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is too.
Yeah.
I gotta get something.
Yeah,
gotta figure it out somehow.
Down, you know, that's what I've had new businesses do in the past. You know, they told me about that, so that's a good idea for you. But you'll get your pricing structure down for sure, man. just going to take time.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just, yeah, like I said, with the variation of stuff I do, it's like not being able to do the same job twice in 1 week or the month or 2 months.
Right.
Kind of makes it hard.
Bands and deck repairs and all kinds of stuff, right? So it's just,
yeah, it's like, shoot. I repair a roof one day, repair the siding another day, do a sink another day, it's like...
Put a hose rack up.
Yeah, I mean... But yeah. All right, man. I'll get with you, I guess, tomorrow. And yeah, that way I can get back to work here.
Yeah, I'll let you get back at it, man. You have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right,
sir.
Later.